Welcome back to the deep dive. Usually when we talk about January in the real estate world, it's a bit of a throwaway month.
Yeah, traditionally it is. Everyone's got that holiday hangover, bank accounts are completely empty.
Right, and honestly, nobody wants to move furniture in the snow. It's
Yeah,
just quiet.
exactly. It's the time of year when realtors finally, take a vacation.
Yeah, they definitely try to. But looking at the fresh data that just dropped for January 2026, this is from the Quebec Professional Association of Real Estate Brokers, and the centrist system quiet really feels like the wrong word.
Oh, completely the wrong word.
I'd say confusing might be better, or maybe even contradictory.
It is certainly a month full of mixed signals, that's for sure. I mean, if you just glance at the headlines, you might actually think the market is crashing.
Right.
But then if you look at your property tax assessment or, your neighbor's asking price, you'd think we were right in the middle of a massive boom.
And that is exactly what we need to unpack today, because we really have this tale of two markets emerging in the province right now, specifically between Montreal and Quebec City. Plus, we have some numbers that honestly, they just don't seem to make mathematical sense.
There.
We're going to look at why sales are tanking while prices are somehow jumping.
Yeah, that's the big one.
And there's this specific statistical trap that we need to talk about. I think it's fooling a lot of people right now. I mean, most regions are seeing this winter freeze in activity, but we found one area near Montreal where sales actually went up against the current,
Which is wild.
and another spot where the median price jumped nearly 30%
Yeah.
despite a total crash in sales.
I am really glad you flagged that 30% jump. There is a very specific anomaly in that data that we really need to deconstruct today. Because if you just take it at face value, it's actually quite dangerous.
We will definitely get there. But let's start with the 30,000-foot view, the whole province of Quebec.
Okay, let's do it.
The big headline here is that sales are down. We are talking about a 12% drop compared to January 2025. That's pretty significant, right?
It is significant. We saw just over 5,000 transactions across the whole province, 5,094 to be exact. That is a very clear slowdown in market velocity. Just fewer hands shaking on deals across the board.
Okay, so fewer deals. But in basic economics, when demand drops, which is what fewer sales usually implies, prices are supposed to drop too, or at least flatten out.
Right, that's the textbook theory.
But when I look at the median price for a single-family home across the province, it's actually up 5% to $489,000.
It creates a bit of cognitive dissonance, doesn't it?
It really does. Because if I'm a buyer, I'm looking around seeing fewer people buying, but the price tag on the house I want is still getting bigger. Why aren't the sellers panicking?
Well, because they just don't have to yet. And this is where we have to look at the inventory side of the equation.
Okay, lay it out for us.
Yes, sales are down, but active listings across the province only crept up by about 3%.
3%.
Yeah, exactly. We're sitting at 33,656 total listings. That is a very, very mild accumulation. We aren't seeing a flood of for sale signs hitting the
So
lawns.
it's not a fire sale, it's more like a staring contest.
That is a great analogy. It's a standoff. You have sellers looking at the interest rates, looking at inflation, and they're saying, I know what my house is worth, and I'm not discounting it just because it happens to be January.
And because that inventory isn't flooding the market, they can afford to just sit there and wait.
Precisely. And it's not just the single family houses holding their value either.
No, I saw the condos too. Median price up 3% to roughly 400,000.
399,900. Yep.
And plexes, those 2 to 5 unit revenue properties, they're up 8%. That's a median of $650,000.
Now, that 8% bump on plexes is highly interesting because that signals investor confidence. Well, investors are usually the very first people to bail out if they smell a market crash. The fact that they are out there bidding prices up suggests they still see long-term value. Or perhaps they're just chasing the rental income potential, which, as we know, has also been rising steadily.
Okay, so the province overall is holding steady, maybe a bit slower on volume, but firm on price. But the province is a massive generalization. You and I both know you can't live in the province. You live in a specific city, a specific neighborhood.
Exactly. Real estate is hyper-local.
And this is where the story splits wide open. We need to talk about the Montreal CMA.
Right. And just to clarify for everyone listening, when we say CMA, we mean the Census Metropolitan Area. So we aren't just talking about the downtown core or the plateau.
Right, we're talking about the entire economic engine. Laval, the South Shore, the North Shore, the whole commuter belt.
The blast radius of Montreal, basically.
Exactly. And the general mood in the Montreal CMA is definitely shifting.
It really is. Remember I said the provincial listings were up just 3%? Well, in Montreal, active listings are up 9%.
Wow. That's a pretty big jump.
It's significant. We have nearly 16,800 properties sitting on the market. That is real inventory accumulating. The shelves are quite literally getting restocked faster than people are buying.
Sales down 15%, listings up 9%. So if I'm a buyer in Montreal right now, I theoretically have more leverage than I did a year ago. I have more choices.
You absolutely do. You have breathing room, and yet prices are still sticky.
They really are.
The single-family median in Montreal is $615,000, which is up 4%. Condos are at $428,000, up 2%. And plexes jumped 8% to $777,500.
But there was one specific spot in Montreal where gravity is actually taking effect.
The island of Montreal itself.
The island.
Yeah.
It is the only major sector we track where the median price for a single-family home actually dropped.
Hmm.
It's down 3% to $770,000. This feels huge to me. The island is usually the fortress. Why is it cracking while all the surrounding suburbs are still getting more expensive?
I think we are finally seeing a ceiling on affordability. You really have to remember, the island is naturally the most expensive market.
Right.
When interest rates are high, or honestly even just not low, the most expensive properties take the hardest hit. The monthly payments just become astronomical for the average buyer.
It's the cost of carrying the debt.
Precisely. A 5% mortgage on a $400,000 condo in the suburbs is manageable for a lot of dual-income families. A 5% mortgage on an $800,000 semi-detached on the island is a completely different beast.
It prices out almost everyone.
It does. Plus, look at the listings specifically on the island. They're up 14%.
14%. Wow. So inventory is piling up on the island way faster than anywhere else in the CMA.
Exactly. And that accumulation forces actual competition among sellers. If you want to sell your home on the island right now, you cannot just name your dream price like you could back in 2022.
You have to be realistic.
You have to compete. That is exactly why we're seeing that 3% dip in the median price. Sales on the island are down 15% and inventory is surging. The math finally caught up.
Okay, so the island is softening. But then you look at a place like Laval, just across the bridge to the north. The data there looks like a complete car crash.
It's rough.
Sales plummeted 28%. That is almost a third of the market just vanishing into thin air.
It's a massive, massive drop in volume.
But the median price went up 5%,
right,
up to $618,000. This is the stuff I struggle with. How can activity drop off a cliff but prices go up? Who on earth is buying these houses?
This goes right back to that standoff we mentioned earlier. In Laval, the sellers are proving to be incredibly stubborn. Volume crashed because the buyers went on strike. They simply refused to pay, or maybe they just couldn't afford to qualify at those prices.
But the sellers didn't blink.
They didn't blink at all. They just took their homes off the market, or they happily let them sit there for months. So the very few transactions that did actually happen were the ones where the buyer finally blinked first and paid the premium.
So it's a market defined entirely by the survivors. The only deals happening are the expensive ones.
Exactly. It's what we call a low liquidity market. It is really hard to move product, but the product that does move is still commanding a high price.
Now, I want to look at the suburbs further out. Usually the North Shore and the South Shore move more or less in sync, but I am seeing a huge divergence in the inventory right now.
Yes, you are. Because if you look at the sales, they're down about the same in both areas, roughly 13 or 14%.
Right. North Shore down 14, South Shore down 13.
But look at the for sale signs. On the South Shore, active listings jumped 10%. On the North Shore, only 1%.
That is a staggering difference in supply.
It really is. If you are a buyer, the South Shore is starting to look like a much friendlier environment. A 10% increase in listings means you might actually be able to include a building inspection condition again.
Imagine that.
Right. You might actually be able to negotiate the closing date without losing the house.
Whereas on the North Shore, with listings basically flat at 1% growth, it's still a scrap.
It is still very tight. The North Shore is retaining its heat much better than the South Shore right now.
Speaking of heat, we absolutely have to talk about the rebel in this data set, Vaudreuil Soulanges.
Ah, yes, Vaudreuil.
Literally every other region in the Montreal area saw sales drop. Vaudreuil saw sales go up 3%, against the entire market current. Why is everyone suddenly moving to Vaudreuil?
Well, it is likely the classic drive until you qualify phenomenon, but maybe with a bit of a twist. Vaudreuil isn't exactly cheap anymore.
No, the median is $611,000. That's up 6%.
Right, but what it offers is a much newer stock of housing.
Modern suburbia.
Exactly. If you're looking at a $615,000 heavy renovation project on the island, or maybe in an older part of Laval, versus a completely turnkey $611,000 home in Vaudreuil, a lot of young families are just choosing the car commute and the shiny new kitchen.
It's a value play for them.
Yes. The demand hasn't disappeared. It just migrated down the highway to where the perceived value is higher for the dollar.
Okay, now we need to address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
The statistic that genuinely made me think there was the typo in the Centris report. Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu.
I knew we were coming to this one.
We have to. Sales crashed 25%. Huge drop in volume. But the median single-family price skyrocketed 29% to $660,000. That is a bubble-level price jump in a crashing market. It completely defies gravity. What is going on there?
All right, this is a classic statistical trap. It's called a compositional shift.
Okay, please break that down for us because it sounds like magic.
Okay, let's visualize it. Imagine a ladder of housing prices in Saint-Jean. At the bottom rung, you have your $400,000 starter homes. In the middle, maybe $600,000 family homes. And at the very top, $900,000 luxury homes.
Got the ladder in my head.
The median price that we report is literally just the middle transaction in that entire stack of sales for the month.
Right. Line them all up. Pick the one in the exact middle.
Now imagine interest rates stay high, and that hits the first-time buyers the absolute hardest. They just can't qualify for mortgages anymore. So nobody buys those $400,000 starter homes. Those transactions completely disappear from the monthly data.
So the entire bottom rung of the ladder just gets chopped off.
Exactly. But the wealthy buyers, they aren't nearly as affected by the cost of borrowing. They keep buying those $900,000 homes.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Right. So when you look at the list of what actually sold in January, it is heavily skewed toward the expensive stuff. The middle point, the median naturally jumps from $500,000 up to $660,000.
But, and this is the crucial part, the value of the individual houses didn't actually go up 30%.
No, not at all. Your neighbor's house didn't magically gain $150,000 in real value overnight. The mix of what sold changed. It is a phantom metric.
That is wild.
If you own a regular bungalow in Saint-Jean right now, please do not go out and buy a sports car thinking you are suddenly rich. This is just a data quirk caused by the entry-level market freezing up completely.
That is such an important distinction for anyone listening. It is not that prices are up across the board. It's that the cheap stuff simply stopped selling.
Exactly. It really highlights how dangerous it is to just read a headline percentage without asking the next logical question, which is, what actually sold?
All right, let's leave the confusing world of Montreal and head down the highway to Quebec City. Because if Montreal is loosening up and getting complicated, Quebec City feels like it is being put in a vice.
It really is. The contrast is incredibly stark. We just said Montreal listings are up 9%. In the Quebec City CMA, active listings are down 11%.
That is the exact opposite trend.
Complete opposite. Inventory is evaporating. There are only about 1,800 active listings in the entire CMA. We are reaching critical levels of scarcity there.
And obviously, when things are scarce, people fight for them.
And they pay heavily for them.
Yeah.
The single-family median price in Quebec City jumped 12% to $455,000.
12%.
Yep. And condos are up 15% to $339,000. Plexes are up 9% to $545,000. This is a market that is absolutely on fire.
But wait, the data says sales in Quebec City are down 18%. That is a bigger volume drop than Montreal. How can sales be down if the market is on fire?
Because you cannot buy what isn't there.
Of course.
In Montreal, sales are down mostly because buyers are hesitant and they have choices. In Quebec City, sales are down because the shelves are literally empty. It is a severely supply-constrained market. If more houses were listed tomorrow, they would sell immediately. But nobody is listing them.
Why not? I mean, if prices are up 12 to 15%, why aren't people in Quebec City selling to cash in on all that equity?
It's the lock-in effect. Think about it. If you sell your house in Quebec City right now to cash in, where do you go? There is nothing else to buy. So people just decide to stay put, which of course makes the inventory shortage even worse. It is a vicious cycle.
I noticed the northern periphery of Quebec City specifically. Looking at the numbers, it looks like an absolute ghost town for buyers.
It is the tightest pocket in the entire province right now. Active listings dropped a staggering 35%.
35% of the inventory just gone.
Think about that. More than one in three for sale signs that used to be there is just gone. And consequently, sales volume also dropped exactly 35%. It is a perfect one-to-one correlation. The market is shrinking purely because there is absolutely no product to trade.
And I assume the prices there are reacting accordingly.
Oh, yes. The upward pressure on prices is immense. It is a seller's market in the truest, most aggressive sense. If you are a buyer in the northern periphery today, you have zero leverage. Absolutely none.
This brings up the affordability gap we always talk about. For years, Quebec City has been the bargain compared to Montreal. Is that window finally closing?
It is closing fast. We are seeing a massive catch-up effect right now. A 15% jump in condo prices in Quebec City versus just 2% in Montreal. That is the market aggressively correcting a historical inefficiency.
Right. Quebec City was just undervalued for a long time.
Exactly. Now, with remote work, people looking for a different lifestyle, better affordability, that gap between the two cities is narrowing rapidly.
Let's focus on that condo market for a second. If I am an investor and I'm just looking at these spreadsheets, the Quebec City condo seems like the obvious winner.
Hands down. If you bought a condo in Quebec City 2 years ago, you are laughing all the way to the bank right now.
Because the single-family homes are getting too expensive.
Exactly. The single-family home price hitting $455,000 is pushing all the first-time buyers down into the condo market, which drives that specific demand through the roof.
And in Montreal.
In Montreal, the price gap between condos and houses is still there, but the sheer amount of condo inventory accumulating on the island is dampening the price appreciation. Montreal condos are a safe store of value, sure, but Quebec City condos are a true growth asset right now.
I want to touch on one more metric that seemed really weird to me when I read the Centris report. Average days on market.
Ah, the time it takes to sell.
Right. In Montreal, it is taking longer to sell a single-family home. 61 days, which is up 4 days from last year. That makes perfect sense to me. More inventory, slower sales, longer time on market.
Logical.
But in Quebec City, where you just said the market is on fire and everything is scarce, it is taking even longer to sell. 76 days, that's up 12 days.
It does sound completely contradictory, doesn't it? Hot market, slow sales.
Right. If there is a massive shortage of homes, shouldn't houses be flying off the shelf in 24 hours?
Not necessarily. There are two psychological and market dynamics happening here. One, when prices jump 12 to 15% in a single year, sellers start to get greedy.
They aim too high.
They do. They start listing at very ambitious prices, essentially testing the market to see what they can get away with. Now, even desperate buyers will hesitate if they feel they are being actively gouged. So the house sits there for a few extra weeks while the two parties negotiate back down to reality.
So the high prices are actually adding friction to the deal.
Exactly. And secondly, because the overall inventory is so incredibly low, the good stuff might already be gone. What is left sitting on the market for 76 days?
The stuff nobody really wants.
Right. Maybe the houses that need a new roof or have weird layouts or are next to a highway. In a severe scarcity market, those leftovers skew the average selling time upwards because they are the only things sitting around long enough to be counted in the active stats.
That makes a lot of sense. Just because it is a seller's market doesn't mean you can sell a teardown for $1 million in a day.
Mm.
Buyers aren't totally irrational. They're just desperate. There is a difference.
Precisely. They will still inspect the property. They will still hesitate on a bad deal.
So let's try to bring this all back to the listener. We have got this tale of two cities. Montreal is accumulating inventory. Quebec City is running out of it. What does this mean for me if I'm planning to make a move this spring?
If you are looking in the Montreal area, specifically the suburbs like the South Shore or Laval, patience is going to be your best friend. The big headline that sales are down is actually great news for you. It means the absolute frenzy is over. You can take your time. You can go view a house twice. You might even be able to negotiate the asking price down a bit.
Unless you were on the island looking for a bargain.
Well, even on the island, with prices dropping 3% and listings up 14%, you definitely have a window of opportunity there. But if you are in Quebec City, put your running shoes on, stretch, and get your mortgage pre-approval sorted yesterday. The headline sales are down in Quebec City is a giant red flag for buyers. It means deep scarcity. If a good house pops up, you are going to be competing against five other families who have been waiting for months for something to buy. You have to be aggressive.
And for anyone living in Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu who is watching their property assessment skyrocket 30%.
Don't cash out your retirement fund just yet. Check the comparables on your specific street. Do not fall for the compositional shift.
You know, that compositional shift in Saint-Jean actually keeps me thinking. We joked about it being a statistical trap, but isn't there a darker implication there?
What do you mean by darker?
Well, if the median price jumped 30% purely because the bottom end of the market stopped selling, doesn't that mean we are looking at a market where the middle-class buyer is essentially going extinct?
That is the big macroeconomic worry right now. If that trend we see so clearly in Saint-Jean, where only the premium luxury homes transact, if that starts spreading to Montreal or the rest of the province, we aren't just looking at a real estate bubble anymore. We are looking at a fundamental structural change where homeownership becomes an exclusive club.
The median moves up simply because the ladder gets pulled up behind the wealthy buyers.
Exactly. If the $400,000 transaction just ceases to exist in reality, the data will still say the market is strong and prices are growing, but the reality on the ground will be that it is completely inaccessible to the average earner.
That is a heavy thought to chew on. The numbers might actually be lying to us about the health of the market by completely hiding the people who can no longer afford to participate in it.
It is definitely the most important underlying trend we need to watch as we head into the spring market. Volume tells you who is participating.
Well, on that note, I promise we will keep tracking these anomalies. Whether you are fighting for a bungalow in Quebec City or watching the inventory pile up on the island of Montreal, we will be right here to decode it for you.
I am already looking forward to seeing what the February numbers do.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We will see you next time.